I give you a lot of credit, Rabbosei, and a tainus, mamish harving away with Simchas HaTorah. It's tremendous. It's tremendous chus for you and for all of us. This is not an easy sugya that we're beginning to be osik in. I want to take it to another level now. Hopefully get into the meat of the sugya bishaskis. Okay, so let's see where we're up to in the Tosfos in Adav Ches Amid Aleph. Okay, the little Tosfos, the Ikar Meimar Chad Minayu Kodim. That's what we're up to. The Gemara is trying to understand the case that the Braisa talks about, where it says Machar le'echad, O l'shlosh b'yadim ke'echad, and it says Kor nichnasu tachas habaylim. That means that the claims of the Nizik and the Balchov and the Isha carry over to the Lokeach, the respective claims on the Edis, Benis, and Ziburis. But the Mishnah talks, the Braisa rather, talks about two different cases, that a person who, the Mocher, who had this Shibud on him of the three Tovim, the three people who are claiming, that he sold it either to one person or to three different people. Ke'echad. So that's the case of Nichnasu Tachas HaBaylim. So the Gemara wonders, why talk about Machar Le'echad as a separate case, a separate Chidush? What is the case of Machar Le'echad? If it's a case of Bevas Achas, as Rashi says, Bishtar Echad, so why would you need to tell me the same halacha by Machar Le'echad if you already told me Shlosh Ben Yadim Ke'echad, which is a bigger chidush, because over there, Iko Meimar Chad Minayu Kodim. You could have said that one of them came before the other, because the three different shtaros, and therefore perhaps you could say that the first person who got it first can have a claim of Hinachti L'chamokom, and therefore you can come to me, because you go to the last karka that was sold, and I was not the last karka sold, and yet we nevertheless say not that way. So obviously, Machal Echad is for sure going to be a din of Kun Nechzas Habayim. So why, in fact, is this true? So we have to figure out exactly why this is true. The Iko Meim Chad Min Ayukadim. First of all, why do we say Chad Min Ayukadim? The Enkos and Shos El Birushalayim. The Tosa says that the Minag was, as Gemara talks about Gesuvah Sadi Dalid, that they only wrote the hours of the Shtar in Yerushalayim. Other than that, you don't know. That's why, because you don't know. Someone could have had it first. So, Lemaisa, the question is obvious. We discussed it the time we read the Gemara initially. So why, indeed, do we say, why can't each person claim that I'm not last, I'm first, or second? So you have to go to the last person. Indeed, why is the din, we mentioned at the time the Bala Trumas, Sefer Trumas, who is Bedaik from Rashi, that since it's a Vada Shibud, and each person claims Hinachti, but we don't really know if they're correct, so therefore we collect from everybody together. Everyone collects, everyone has to give what their Shibud is. The Rashba is Mashba that way as well. In the Lashon of the Rashba, in other words, there really is a possibility that one person was Zocha first, but we just don't know. That Lashon of the Rashba. Yeah. The Ikar Meimar Chad Minayu Kodim. He discusses the issue of Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Meir, Edim Mesir Karti, Edim Chassima Karti, and he says, L'maisa, if you hold like Rabbi Lazar, Edim Mesir Karti, so maybe Kasav Masa Le'achad Baboka, Le'achad Be'erev. But he points out, according to Rabbi Meir, then everyone is Kohen at the same time. So the idea being that it could be that one person got it first, but maybe we still say that, you know, that they can't claim Misafik, that I'm the one that came first. On the other hand, you could also say that the din is that everybody's zoche at the same time. In the Shulchan Aruch, they bring it as two different shitas. Where did I give you the show? What sif is it? What sif gimel, right? Yeah. So says, "Ani lekachti tchila veinachti lechamakom ligvos." Yesh mi sheomer sheshomen lo ve'en yachal ligvos misafik. That's the sheet of the Ramban. The Baal Truma says that the Ramban argued on him. And the Ran, by the way, Ksubis, I forget exactly where it is in Ksubis. I saw the Ran the other day, brings the same machlokes. Doesn't bring the Baal Truma, he brings the Ramban versus the Rajba. The Ramban says that each one could claim misafik, hinachti. The Yesh Misha Omer, second Chita, Shekem Shein and Nika Mitoch Ashtar, Shavi Shloshan Kan of Yomechad, Enkos and Shos, Kinyan Shloshan Gochal, Sof Hayom. So the Shulchan Aruch only brings this shita that it's chal together. What we saw in the Baal HaTshumas is that even if it's not chal together, but misafik, you can't allow anyone to make such a claim. So that's sort of like a different shita. But these are the different possibilities here. Why, in fact, the kohen nechzul tachas habayim? Is it because l'maisa know the kohen at the same time at the end of the day, or is it that we can't allow them to taina misafik? And here it brings in the first shita that they're allowed to tie in the misafik. Yesh mishom shishomen lo. Okay, that's the issue in terms of the shlosha b'nei adam. So, therefore the Gemara asks, machon le'echad mibaya? Meaning, the vasachas. Right, machon le'echad tosis is goris that. Machon le'echad vasachas mibaya? So that's the Gemara's kash. So Tosu says, next Tosu says, Hashta lo asik adaite taimadi ishaskis. We haven't yet mentioned in our Shaka Vitaria the svar of ishaskis. Because the truth is that if we knew about ishaskis, we might have a suggestion here to answer this kasha. That we could understand that this person who has one star that has in it Edith Benis Visibors that he purchased, it's all one day, one star. But possibly he should be able to push off these people that they won't all be able to claim what they're coming to claim. In other words, the Nizik wants to see this, and the Bend and Bachom is Bainis, and maybe you could argue that he would be able to, there's a chiddush here, that you might think he'd be able to deflect the claims of Nizikin for Edis and Bachom for Bainis, and push them all to Ziburis. Why? Because after all, we have a svara coming in the Gemara of Ishaskis, but the Gemara doesn't yet know Ishaskis, but if the Gemara knew it, the Gemara could have presented this as a chidush. Now, at first glance, Tosus has to explain something here. What kind of Ishaskis? Typically, Ishaskis has to do with, the Gemara's lashon is, Madan Ashtar Ziburis Gemara. That means that you give back the Ashtar Ziburis. That's if the three different staros. One star for the Bainis, one for the Ziburis, one for the Edis. So the star Ziburis can go back to the Mocha. But here we're talking about one star that has all the lands in it. So what is he going to do? He can't give back just the Ziburis. Because the star has everything. So Tosu says, but here's what he could do. Da'afil kasa b'akob b'shtar achad, yachol lichbo shashtar. He could hide the star. U'ahachzir ha'ziburis l'baylim ki'u lo kana me'olam. And return the Ziburis to the Baila. So what is Tosus trying to say? That the person could fake it, right? Isn't it? He could basically give the Ziburis back, but not show the star, not give the star back. So what does he mean? So therefore, you could have argued that the Edis would not go to the Nizik, and the Baal Chov won't get the Bainis, because of Ishaskis. And therefore, what would be the Chiddush? That they will get Tachas Habayim. Why? Why? Just partial the Cheshbin and Tosa. So what would it mean? But then if there's an Ishaskis, then they shouldn't get. They should get, all get Ziburis. He can hide the star and give the Ziburis back. What is his threat? What does it mean? So then why can't he in fact do that? Tosa is saying we would have an answer to the Kasha. That Machron Le'echad Kohen Nechaz Tachas Habayim. It is a chiddush. Why is it a chiddush? Because we know about ishaskis. If we knew about ishaskis, we explain what the chiddush is, because it could say ishaskis. So why can't he? How did you understand Tosis? So what would be the reason why he can't do it? Why couldn't he do it? Yeah, Tosis is saying now the Gemara didn't know about ishaskis. Had the Gemara known about ishaskis, you can actually plug in ishaskis to this case. What would be the Ishaskis? Tosfos has to make a variation of Ishaskis, because here it's one star, so it's a hard the star, and give back the Ziburis. And then you can first force them all to Ziburis. So therefore, there's a Chiddush to say, no, it's not going to be that way. The Nizik gets the Edis, Kua Nechlis Dachas Abayim, Nizik gets Edis, the Bachov gets Beinis, and it's fact going to be, each one's going to get contained what they're supposed to, what they're getting. But really, if there's an Ishaskis that he could do this, so why wouldn't he be able to successfully do it? Yeah? No, but Tosfos is saying you could hide the star.
No, maybe Kamash Malan.
That you can't do that. You can't do that. Okay, I hear. You think that would be the Chiddush, that you could have said that you could create a Ishaskis of this nature, and the Chiddush would be that you can't. Okay, that's how you want to learn it. Anyone else? What do you want to say?
Maybe that, like we were saying the other day, that Ishaskis is only coming to push away the claim that they have of Gov Min HaAchron. So maybe it's like a din within Ishaskis that it's only, you can only use it as like a defense card. They come to collect the Idis.
But the Gemara says that you can ask that you can do it even on the Tachas Abaylam, the Gemara says. And the Gemara says it must be talking Biyasli. So the Gemara asks, Ihachi, right? The Gemara has, if you say Ishaskis on the issue of Kuan Yigbo Miidis, then say Ishaskis even on the Kuan Nechnu Tachas Abaylam. That's the Gemara's Kasha, Ihachi. So what you have here is an Ishaskis on the Kuan Nechnu Tachas Abaylam. So why doesn't it work? Why doesn't it work?
Maybe because the fact that it's all in one star, be able to push it off individually.
So he's saying along the lines of Eitan, somehow it's not such a good Ishaskis. See, I have I'm not sure what to do with this. Because there's a major kasha here in Tosfos which I don't know how to answer. In Cheshbon here. Mamash Apel in this Tosfos. What does Tosfos mean? He'll hide the star and he'll give back the Ziburis. What does that mean? Did he give back the Ziburis? He's going to make it seem as if. Lemaisa, the Gemara, all the Rishonim say, the Rosh, the Ramban, the Mechamos, they all say that when the Gemara says, Ma'adarna shtar l'mare, it's lav dafka, that all you do is give the shtar back. It's not so simple. What we're really talking about is actually giving the karka, being makna the karka back to the mocher. So he actually now has b'nei chorin. How does one do that? There's halachas. So there's a shaila. If I give the star by itself, does that in fact transfer the land back to the mocher? So this goes into the question of what's called osios niknos b'mesira or ein osios niknos b'mesira. Osios means a document that has letters on it, osios. And if I want to transfer title to a piece of land or to, let's say, a star, whatever the star is, whatever the star represents, can I be moser the star to the recipient, and that alone allows the recipient to be kona all that the star entitles me to? The entitlements are in the star, get transferred with mesiras hashtar, that means osios niknos the mesira. Or ain osios the mesira means I give over the star, then I write another star that says that I want you to be kona this star and all the shibudim that are spelled out in the star. It means I need a new star in addition to the mesira. That means ain't osyx mesira. So that becomes the issue over here. What this person is saying in the Ishaskis later in the Gemara is mahadarna means I'm going to find a way to get the ziburis back to the mocher. Means I'll give the star back and I may have to write another star on top of that. So l'chayra, that's true if it's a separate star on ziburis, and it's a legitimate transfer of the ziburis with the mesiras hashtar and or, you know, or possibly with another star as well. But that's a legitimate kinyan. What do we have over here? This person bought in one star all three lands. To give back the star to create a real kinyan based on what's in the star would mean all the lands are going back. That's not going to serve its purposes. So Tosfos says, you're right. So what's he going to do? Hide the star. No, so then what's he going to do? So what's going to happen? He's going to pretend, there's no star to show he bought the Ziburis. Sounds like Tosfos is saying, so everyone would think that the Ziburis was never bought. So it's a shred. That's not Ishaskis. The Rishonim is actually a threat that has halachic teeth to it in terms of the way that it works. There's a real cheshbon. It will happen. The land will get transferred back. It's not that a pretend that the land was never bought. You can't undo the old mechira. Ma'adarna means it's a new transfer. So how could Tosfos be talking about language of Ishaskis ki'ilu we're talking about that he never bought the land? That's not the Ishaskis in the Gemara. The Rishonim say Ishaskis means you mamish are transferring back the land. How do you do it? You have to figure it out. Mesira or not, or Mesira plus another. Ksiva, Mesira, good. So what could Tosfos be saying? You pretend they never bought it? That's what Tosfos says. Ki'ilu ekanami olam. Pretend you never bought it. Moreover, and this is Ramam Shif's kasha, this is why the Torah is so difficult. The Gemara says later that, so why can't you have Ishaskis to the extent that the Nizik can't even get his din of Yidus? Because we're talking Rachmayaskinan Beyasmi. What does that mean? Beyasmi, that means that if you get the land back to the Yisomim, that land does not take on the status of B'nai Chorin. Because it's like the case of Yisom Shekanu Karka B'chobas Achamisa Saviyat. In other words, it's not land that's Meshubit. It's like they don't owe the Chov. The father does. So they acquired land. That's not the din of Ein Nefroyin Menachas Meshubat and Bakmish B'nei Chorin. B'nei Chorin means that it's the person who's Mechuyev has B'nei Chorin, they can't go to Meshubat. The Yisomim who acquired land afterwards, if it's the mocha that acquires land afterwards, then you can't go to Mishubadim. You got to go to Bnei Chorin of the person who's Mechuyev. But the Yisom are not Mechuyev. So that's what the Gemara says. You can't gain anything with Ishaskis to take the Nizik away from the Edis by what? By giving back Ziburis to the Yisomim, because if they get Ziburis now, it's not going to be Halacha Bnei Chorin, right? That's the Gemara. Fact the Marm shift. But the way Tosis is setting up now in Ishaskis, what are you doing? You're pretending that you never bought the Ziburis. So to the extent that you never bought it, so it's by the Yisomim, so even Yisomim. So you don't, then basically, Ishaskis should work. So then in a Hanami, that even by Yisomim, you're not going to be able to say Yisomim are different. Then even by Yisomim, you're going to have the same Ishaskis, because it will become a Shubit. If it never was sold, if the Yisom inherited land from the father that never transferred to another Rishus, and now the father died, so of course that land is Meshubit. That is B'nai Chorin. So what did Tosis say? Manafshach, what's going on? Tosis is creating, saying, the Gemara doesn't know Ishaskis, because if Gemara says, we could create an Ishaskis over here at this point in the Gemara to explain why there's a chidush by Mochar Le'echad, the Vasachas. What? He'll hide the star, pretending he never bought the Ziburis. So I'm asking, number one, Ishaskis sounds like in the Gemara later, the Rishonim assume means you're doing a legitimate transfer, not Ki'ilu, you never bought it. And as Maram Shif asks, if it's Ki'ilu O'Kana, then even by Yisomim, it's going to work. So then in the Hanami, then it should work. And Tosfos is saying, we have a Chidush, that it doesn't work. You guys were trying to say something before. Maybe the chiddush is it doesn't work. The hagufa. So then maybe you have mahalach. I don't know. The Maram Shif says yeshu yashiv. I don't know what he means. You're saying maybe the point of Tosfos is that's gufa the point. That you would think Ishaskis is it can even work as a shred, even though it's not what the Gemara is discussing, and then it would work by Yisomim as well. But in Chanami, it doesn't work for that reason. Because Ishaskis has to be a real transfer. That gufa is what Tosfos means. Don't know. Yeah. Maybe they won't deny it. Maybe the Shmuel asked me the other day, like, even the Ishaskis in the Gemara, how do you know the Mocha is going to agree to buy it back? It's a good Shaila. I was thinking about it the last 2 days. Like, well, how do you know? So if I told you, technically I have a schus anyway, but if he could say no, so I don't know. Could be. I was thinking maybe the answer is that the Mocha wants to help out the Lokeach. If it's going to help you, to send it back to me so that they won't come after you for the Edis. So maybe we can assume that the Mocha would want to, to keep his credibility with the Lokeach, and he'll go along with the Rus. So he can do that over here too. If it helps you, okay. So it's not so legitimate. Okay, we'll both be part of the same conspiracy.
Yeah, I hear.
You made it a little harder to say by Yisomim. I hear. But even before you get to Yisomim, Tosu is saying you could do this with the Mocha. But that's not the Ishaskus of the Gemara. That's what our problem is. The Ishaskus of the Gemara is a legitimate transfer. Your Chavrusa had a Shaila. Yeah, before. No. Yes. Okay. But both sides, I don't know what to say, Mistosis. It's difficult. Yeah. Alec.
So within the question mark of shift, so Tosa says Ki'ilu.
Go Kanamiyala.
So it's not Mavishin's that.
Ki'ilu Kanamiyala means that you're going to make pretend that you never bought the Zibuas. That works by Yisomim too. That kind of Ishaskis work by Yisomim too. If the Yisomim, if the father never sold the Zibuas and the Yisomim inherited the Zibuas, then they can't go to Mishubadim. They go to what was inherited. That is Mishubad. It's only if it gets sold and it gets acquired back by Yisomim, that would not be Mishubad. That would not be Kol B'nei Chorin. But if it was inherited by Yisomim, that's Kol B'nei Chorin, then you can't go to Mishubad. So if you're pretending you never bought it, then it should work by Yisomim too. Yeah, Eitan.
Could you address Shmuel's kasha that?
How do you know go along with it?
Why does he need to know that he's going to go along with it? Isn't that the whole point? Otherwise, don't call his bluff kishataksir.
No. Kishataksir in a chanami. But he's going to go. He's going to be a real transfer back, a real kinyan. But the point is, he. We obviously have to either assume he'll do it, or the very fact that it could happen is enough. That's what we're going to discuss right now. Let's get into the Ishaskis itself. Let's see. The Tosis now, the next Tosis. Ishaskis, so now where are we in the Gemara? So the Gemara answers, what's the case of Machron Le'echad? The case of Machron Le'echad is that it was not the Vasachas. Rather, it was B'Zachazeh. 3 days, three different transactions with this one individual. Affect the Gemara. So why is it in fact true that Kuhn Nechzatach Sabayim, that everybody gets their respective claim? After all, the same way by three Lukuchos Bezeach HaZeh, each one could say, the one who bought it earlier can say, you can't come to me even for your Edis or your Bainis because the Ziburis was purchased afterwards. So the same thing as one person who purchased in that order, the Edis, Bainis, Ziburis. Ziburis was last, he should say, Mr. Nizik, you can't take your Edis because I left you Hinachti, and you can't go to Mishuvadim if there's been a Chorin, and so you can't go to an earlier land that was purchased earlier. You have to go to the land that was sold last. So therefore, the same thing with one. So why is it Din Kuhn Nusdas Abaylan? Where it says, the answer is that he bought Edis last. So it doesn't help him to say Hinachti. In fact, the Gemara doesn't help him. But Umaysa, the Shibud is on the Edis. The schus of Inachti is here, and therefore, again, they should all go to the Edis. So where it says, the Yisod Kodi Shaskis. He tells them, if you're quiet, and you take Tachas Abaylan, that means Edis for the Nizik, Benis for the Balchov, Siburis for the Isha, then good. But if you want Edis, if that's what you want, you're going to still hold to your claim of Edis, then what I'm going to do is return the Shtar Ziburis Gemare, as we're explaining, means find a way to get the Karka Ziburis transferred back to the Mocher. You're all going to be worse off. And therefore, that's a way that he can deflect their claim on the last land of the Edis with the Ishaskis. The Gemara goes further and asks, Nu, so say the same thing that he can use in the Ishaskis to deflect the claim of the Nizik on the Edis, that he's going to get Kedino on Tachas Abaylan by saying that as well. More answers must be Bisomen. And therefore, Ishaskis is not going to work. Now, what did Rashi... Now, let's talk about this. Rashi, what is Ishaskis? So, the Ramban seems to say, Bidas Harif, who doesn't bring the halacha at the end of the sugya, any mention of Ishaskis. That means he doesn't mention the Ukimta of Yasmi. He just says the din is kun yachzu dachas abaylan. But l'chor, if the mocher is still alive, it shouldn't be so. If the mocher is still alive, then we should really have the din be that they should be downgraded because of Ishaskis. So how can the Rif Paskin, without mentioning the case of Yisomim, mention the din kun yachzu abaylan? Says the Ramban, because really this is not a halachic principle at all. The din is clear. We tell them the din. We're going to learn the Rabban inside at some point, but just to hear it outside. The din is clear. Tachas Abayim, the Rif is fine to pass in the din. Lemaisa, what can happen? What can happen is this person can threaten, and they can either fold to the threat or hold their own. And that's a separate discussion. That's not halacha. if he'll use the threat of Ishaskis and they'll be intimidated by him, so then they might end up making a pshara with him and deciding, okay, you know what, I won't take my Yidus. Mr. Nizek says, I won't take my Yidus. I'm afraid I'm going to get worse by giving the Sibur's back. But that's not the Rif's concern. The Rif doesn't have to bring that in, because that's not halacha. That's just an iyum, a threat. Okay, so that's the Ramban. What you see from many Rishonim is not that way. And you see from Rashi, from Tosus, from the Rush, that no, Ishaskis is a principle in Choshen Mishpat. It's a way in which the tainus get, you know, neutralized. Ishaskis is what the person who's being the nitva, the one who's being claimed against him, he has the karka, has a way to neutralize the taina of the toveya. You want to get Edis because it was the last land sold? No, I'm going to deflect that claim. I'm going to quiet that claim. Ishaskisu, if you're Ishaskis, then good. Then I'm deflecting your claim because I have the ability, in a different way, to find a way to get you less. Matanishtar Zuzumare. So that's one Ishaskis, to deflect the claim for the Edis Bachrona. The Gemara says, no, if that's the case, even against the Balchov, even against the Nizik who wants the Edis, why does he get Tachas HaBailim? He shouldn't get his Edis either, because I can always threaten him, and that becomes a way of deflecting his claim on the Edis. So must be Yasmi. Comes Rashi, on Amud Beis, and says, that Kasha the Gemara, that Ihachim Nizakin Nami, is very specific. The Nizakin Nami, the Gemara doesn't ask the Nizakin Nami also Balchov Nami. That let him also use this Ishaskis leverage against who? Against the Balchov, to give him Ziburis. We're only talking about the Nizik being downgraded. Why not Balchov being downgraded also? So Rashi says, because Ishaskis has a counterweight. So here Rashi brings in that if that's what Balchov is being told, that you're going to negate my Tainan Beinus, you're going to quiet my Tainan Beinus because you're going to say I can give the Zibur is back, so l'chitahed, if and when you do that. But meanwhile, I'm holding strong. What you see in Rashi is that Ishaskis has it's a legal principle, and you have to know when it applies, when it doesn't apply. So according to Rashi, the rule seems to be that if I'm giving you something of your claim I'm giving you, the Nizik, I'm giving you Bainness. That's not quite Edis, but it's Bainness. So then I win. Then your claim on Edis falls away. Your claim on Edis falls away. But if I would be offering you Ziburis, or the Bachov Ziburis, which means that I'm not getting anything in my claim, then my legal standing of Ishaskis doesn't stand up to your response of Lechita Heda, when you do it. So therefore, my claim on what I want, with my Bainness, is still intact. That's what you see in Rashi. So you see in Rashi that we're building here a case in Choshen Mishpat of Ishaskis and possibly a response to that. When does Ishaskis apply? When does it not apply? And this is what we're going to now see in Tosis. Now Tosis has a simple question. You see the beginning of the sugya, that means the first Ishaskis in the Gemara. What do we have in the first Ishaskis? Each one wants to get the Edis, which was sold last, right? So the Gemara says, let them all get the Edis. He says, no, because he can say to the three of them, if you're quiet, good. Then you each get what you want to get. The Edis for the Nizik, Benes for the Balchov, and Ziburis for the woman. But if you're not going to want to do that, then what will I do? I'll give the Ziburis back, it'll become Bnei Chorin, and you'll have to settle for Ziburis. So now, when it comes to the Nizik, second, when it comes to the Balchov, by offering them to get their din, they're getting something of their claim. They want Edis, they're getting, Nizik is getting Edis, Balchov is getting Beininus, something, he's giving him something from what they're claiming, not the full extent of their claim. The woman is getting Ziburis regardless. So in light of the Rashi and Amadeus, that when the Ishaskis is not offering anything more than the claim itself, then Ishaskis doesn't have any standing, because the person can respond, the Tobeah can say, L'chita Heda, go ahead and do it. But meanwhile, I'm holding on. So then, why does Suvas Isha going to get ziburis. Let her stay with her claim on Edis. It shouldn't be knocked down. It shouldn't be deflected because you're not offering her any better. What you're saying now is take ziburis because I can get you ziburis. So then why does Ishaskis win? You should take Luchita Hedar. That's the Rashi says on the days. That's why the Gemara's Kasha is only on what? It's only on the Zikin and not on Balcho. That's the issue Tos is going to address. Elior?
Yeah, just it's ready to clarify Rashi again.
Rashi's, yeah, go ahead.
No, so I just
don't understand. So Rashi says that we'll see more about this. Rashi says in the end of the Rashi on the base, Lahachi parach min nizakin, v'lo parach mi balchov. Why does the Gemara ask from nizakin not balchov? The my leimale. The Gemara says ihachi. Right? If you're saying ishaskis on that which they all want edus because edus was the last thing sold. So by the same token, what are you giving them now? You're giving each one what they are supposed to get, as opposed to all getting edus. So the nizik is still going to get edus, right? So benizakin nami neimah hachi. So why are they getting what they're supposed to get? The nizik should be downgraded. So why does Gemara ask in Balchov as well? The Balchov shouldn't get venus. He should get downgraded too. Why does Gemara ask benizakin nami neimah hachi? Says Rashi, because what are you going to say to the Balchov? Either take ziburis, not benenis, or I'm going to return ziburis back to the mocher, and then you'll get what? Then you'll get what? Ziburis. So then says Rashi, if you're not giving him anything better now than what you would be doing if you carried out your threat, then the ishaskis doesn't carry any weight, because then the person can respond, the Baal Chov will respond, okay, l'chit tehedar. When you return it. But meanwhile, until that, my taina has not been knocked down here by such an argument of ishaskis. Because meanwhile, your ishaskis can only overwhelm my taina, neutralize my taina, if you're still conceding some of my claim. That seems to be the mechanism here. If I'm giving you something which is no better than what I would do if I would carry out the threat, then my taina still stands strong. So if that's what Rashi says, and that's why the Gemara could only ask a kasha on the nizik, not on the balchov. So now let's go back to the first ishaskis of the Gemara. What's the first ishaskis of the Gemara? That each one of them wants edis. So what's he going to say? You can't. You have to go according to your regular claims, not the last land. You're all going to get what you're supposed to get based on the halachas of what you get. So I understand it for the nizik. Either way, he's getting edus, okay? I said for the Balchov that he's not going to get this edus, he's going to get benus, but just something. Not what he wanted, but something. And if you carry out the threat, I get ziburis, which is less. But the woman is getting ziburis regardless. So for the har, she should be able to stand up and say l'chita hedah, which she tells it. That's Tosus kash. So Tosus gives a teretz. Let's see what he says. Ishaskis liyom adana shtar ziburis gemare. Afo gav, de belav hachi isha gav dim ziburis. But what's bothering Tosis? The woman gets ziburis regardless. If you do tachas habayim, you're giving her ziburis. If you return the ziburis to the mocher, you get ziburis. What is she claiming right now against him? What is she claiming? Edis, because that was the last land sold. So how are you accomplishing a way of neutralizing her taina for the edis by saying, well, take ziburis, or else I'll make sure you take ziburis. So she's getting ziburis regardless. So let her say, quote, l'chita hedar, l'shetachzim. As Rashi noted on the days, b'nogei ad the balchov, the Gemara didn't ask a kasha in the balchov to be downgraded with the ishaskis to ziburis. On the Gemara asked a kasha, ihachi, the Gemara only asked on the zikin, not on the balchov. Why? Because the balchov could say, you want to give me ziburis now, based on the threat that you could find a way to get me ziburis. Okay, fine. But meanwhile, as far as I'm concerned, l'chita hedar, you haven't done it yet? Go be my guest. But meanwhile, my claim is on benenis. I don't fold. My claim doesn't fold in the face of a threat, of a legal claim of ishaskis, which is based on a threat that's not giving me now any more than I'd have if you carried out the threat. So how can the Gemara say initially that the woman loses her claim on the edis, which was the last land sold, based on ishaskis? But you're not giving her anything different now, so the ishaskis should not withstand the response of l'kishatachzir.
According to that, why were we saying so pashut that the that the nizik would get idis? Why can't he give the idis?
Because
why
right,
can't he get the nizik benin?
That's the Gemara's next kasha. Correct, but right again, there's two stages in the Gemara. Right now, the ishaskis is to explain kula nechzu tachas habayim as opposed to everyone getting idis. So the nafkamina is for the balchov and the isha. And the alternative is tachas habayim, which is nizik is idis regardless. So it's only nogea the two of them. The Gemara asked the kasha, your kasha, ihachi bin nizaki nami neimachi. So now let's take the ishaskis and use it against the nizik too on his claim of kedin, on his original claim of kedin. No, there's two reasons why they should be claiming Edis. The Nizik claims Edis because Bachrona, and then so does the Bachov and the Isha, and his claim is on Edis because I'm entitled to Edis. So right now, we're using Ishaskis to restore the din of Nechazu Tachas Abaylin and negate the extra claim on the fact that the Edis was the last land sold. The Gemara says, let's use the Ishaskis against the Iker claim also. So Tosis asks, Afa gav de balav ha'ach Isha gav de meziburis. So how does this first Ishaskis is going to work against the Isha? Mikol makom, lo matzio lemeima lelechita hedar. She can't stand up to the Ishaskis by saying, when you return. And Rashi's Udaka Shetachzir. Why? Important words of Tosis. Kevan she'ein mafkia kolcha. You are not taking away her koach in this Ishaskis. What's her koach normally? Ziburis. She wants to come and get, it turns out that the edis was sold last, so she wants to be able to have in this situation more than her normal ability to get. She wants to be able to reach, to overreach, you could say, to get for edis. But her koach be'etzem is what? Is on ziburis. So if he's not the mafkia kocha, then the ishaskis can work and cannot be challenged by lekisha tachzir, b'chi teheda. Avo Balchov, on the other hand, lo matzi lemeima delishka miziburis. But on the Balchov, you can't say take ziburis, which is less than your normal koach abeninus. The mitam ishaskis, the kevan shemafkia kocho, you're coming to reduce his koach because you want him to get downgraded from beetsim. His koach is on beninus, and you want him to get ziburis. Matzi amalechi teheda. Then on that he can respond when you return the shtar, when you return the ziburis. The hahashtanami misiburis at tarotzalitin li kachlo parach besamoch. That's why the Gemara right away afterwards doesn't ask el minizak and bromi bachov kid the pirish akundris. So Tosus is basically embracing Rashi on the base and being machalik between where Rashi said that the tovea can respond to the ishaske threat by saying lukashetachzir. And in the earlier part of the Gemara, where the Gemara is willing to use Ishaskis even by Ksuvas Isha, and she won't be able to say Kishtan, even though either way she's getting Ziburis. What's the difference? So Tosis is saying the difference is whether when you're what you're doing with the Ishaskis is coming to be Mafkia, the Koach of the Toveya. If you're being Mafkia, the Koach of the Toveya, to try to downgrade them from what their Ika Koach is, that's when the Ishaskis will not stand up to response of Likishatagzir, assuming you're not offering any more that would otherwise be what you're offering them in the threat. But if you're not being Mafkia Kocha, like Suvas Isha, which is anyway Ziburis, so the fact that in this case she wants to be able to overreach and have the claim on Edis, but basically what you're doing is giving her Ziburis, which is what her Koach is inherently, there, even though Lamaisa, in either way she's getting Ziburis, there the Ishaskis does have validity and you can't say Likishatagzir. We have to explain this, but what just the outline here. What you see, apparently, is that there are two levels of Ishaskis. In other words, the stronger Ishaskis, where you're not nafkia the koach of the other person, the stronger Ishaskis, there is no response that can be offered against it of, I'm sorry, my taina is still here, l'kishetachzir, l'kishetachzir. That's the stronger Ishaskis. That's the Ishaskis that's not Mafkia Kocha. There's a lower level Ishaskis, which also works, but has more limitations. That's a Ishaskis that's Mafkia Kocha. When you want to bring them lower than their Koach, so there it depends. If when you're being Mafkia Kocha, you're still being conceding some element of the claim. So, for example, in Nizik, who has a claim on Edis, and you're saying, I want you to go down to Beninus, because if you don't, I'm going to find a way to get you ziburis by giving the ziburis back, then that ishaskis also works. Even though you're mafkia kocha. Because in that case, he can't come back and say, v'shetachzir. Because since I'm conceding some of your claims, so then that's enough that I can overpower you and I can neutralize your claim that much. But if it would be a case where I am mafkia kocho, and I'm not giving you anything of that claim, like a balchov who has a koach on beinness, and why want to reduce him to ziburis? I'm not giving them even a shred of what they should be getting. So then the response can be, no, you can't do that to me. I'm holding my own. That's basically the layout of Tosis, without being masbrenic, just to sort of understand what the words are saying. I'm sorry, Isaac first, and then Benjamin, yeah.
Why giving the Nizik Beinonis is not being mafkia kocho, if really min ha-din, his din is idis?
You're mafkia kocho, to the contrary. I'm thinking that. You are mafkia kocho, that's why I explained. There's two ishaskis. There's two levels. No, it's fine. If you are mafkia kocho, then it's a lower ishaskis. That lower ishaskis can sometimes be countered with l'chita eder.
Rebbe was saying that a nizik who claims bainanis, you're giving him a shred.
No. Not claiming bainanis. I said the wrong thing. I know what I said. To go back on the recording, if the nizik is claiming idis, and you're saying, I want you to take bainanis, otherwise I'll find a way to give the zigurs back. That ishaskis is a lower level ishaskis because I'm being mafkia the koach from the idis. But in as much as I'm still conceding something of the claim, I'm giving bainness, something I'm giving you of that claim, not fully, so then it works. Then it seems, what the Mara seems to be coming at the end of the day, if it were a case of Yasmi, the din would be that the Nizik would not get Edis, he'd get bainness. Because Ishaskis is a legal mechanism that can downgrade the Nizik down a notch. Now, I couldn't downgrade him to Ziburis, but for that he could sing L'chita Hedah. But to Beinus I could, because I gave him something to claim. On a Balchov, whose Koach is Beinus, so now I want to be Mafkias Koach to Ziburis, there the Ishaskis won't work. Why? Because since I'm being Mafkia Kocho, and it's a lower level Ishaskis, so therefore the response can be, I'm sorry, I'm not folding, my Taina still stands. L'chita Hedah. By Ksuvas Isha, when her din is to be Ziburis, but incidentally, it turns out that the last land was Edis, so she ends up being able to overreach. Her koach is Ziburis, but she's Lemaisa, in this case, she's reaching for Edis. So that's not a case of Ishaskis that Mafkia Kocha. Her koach is really Ziburis. So therefore, this Ishaskis is a stronger Ishaskis. Such a level of ishaskis, even though Lemaisa, you're offering our ziburis now, and you're offering ziburis in the event that you're going to return the ziburis. But Lemaisa, if you're not mafkia kocha, then there's no response of l'chita hedah. That's what Tosis is saying.
So it's only by a nizik where there's this like middle ground.
Yeah.
Where
well, yeah,
ishaskis works, but you're conceding then, a little bit, even
yes,
though you're mafkia.
Yes, yes, but that's for our sugya. Wait till we get to sugya and ksuvas kuvtes. Then we have other examples with the case of the derech. How many got to the gemaras? Not even one. Okay, I guess we have a lot to do between now and Sunday. Okay, we're coming up on Sunday, it's a few days of the gap. But Maisa, what we have to do is get into the sugya and ksuvas kuvtes, where you see another example of ishaskis. I'll give you the story, so it'll be easier to see the Gemara. Okay, Misha Abdul Oderech Sadeu. What happened? He had a field in the middle, surrounded by other fields on the outside. You did see the Gemara.
I was just using you.
Oh, you went to Snishu. Okay, so you have an edge. Okay, so what happened? Meanwhile, the outer fields were acquired by four different individuals. When he wants to claim his derech, to be able to have access to his inner field, so every individual is going to say, we don't know where the derech was, the derech was not by me. But for sure he has a derech somewhere. But each person can be matcheh him to the other guy. So Admon says, we take the shortest derech, he's entitled to it. The Chacham say, he's got to purchase it, however much, whatever it's going to cost. Basically, they have a right to claim. So the Gemara sets up the case. Okay, right now, I'm not going to read the Gemara inside, but you can look at it. The Gemara says the case is that it's chad asim yikach arba. So initially, there were four different owners in the four fields. They sold it to one person. Now he says, "Mimanafshach, you own all the out of field. I have a derech somewhere here." But the response can be, I mean, the person is going to say, "Ishaskis, good. But if not, I'm going to find a way to return the shtar back, meaning sell the fields back to the four, and then you won't have any luck." The question is as follows: what happened to Luchita Heda? What is he being offered now? I have no derech. So you're offering me nothing now, and nothing. I mean, if you give it right now, you give me nothing, and if you give it back to the four, I also have nothing. So it sounds like it's. So Rashi learns, and this is Rashi Lishitaso, that what he's trying to say is Ishaskis. Rashi's lashon is va'ozo gabach kishetik la derech mimeni. Well, I'll give you a discount. I'll charge you something for the path. Which means Rashi needs there to be something that's an incentive for him now to take up this person's threat. That he says, okay, that's when the Ishaskis holds up. So other than that, it's Luchita Heda. The question is, why did Rashi need that? In our case of the Ksuba Isha, she's getting Ksuba, she's getting Ziburis now. He wants it, and what? And if he'd return it, it'd be Ziburis. Tosis explains, that's not mafkia kocha. But if you are mafkia kocha, so then what? Then there's a response of achita heda. So what's that case? So do you say he has a koach because he had derech? No, but the chora, if he had the four people beforehand, the state of before, he would have been out of luck. He would have no derech. So one way to think about it, Tosfos Rosh says it this way, and could be pshat and Tosfos seems that way also, at least the way the Mashal understands Tosfos, but Tosfos Rosh says it in Kamat Mefurish, that where we started from, Tosfos and Yivamis, that is, where we started from, you had no derech. So it's like, basically, you have nothing. So therefore, you would win with your Ishaskis. You would win. So what would you say? So then what? Then you need to give him a lower price? That's a problem. The Rashi didn't have to say it. So what did Rashi hold? If you assume the way we just learned our Tosis, if you're mafkia kocho, if you are not mafkia kocho, so what did I just say? He wouldn't have had a derech regardless. So are you mafkia kocho or not? You're not. So then why did Rashi have to add that nekuda? Rashi had to add that you're saying I'll give it to you cheaper. Think about that. That's a kasha you can ask on Rashi. Rashi in Yivamis, Rashi in Ksuvis added both places. I think added that he's giving it at a cheaper price. So I think, so it's not just over here, but this is the cloud. But before we get to that, just begin to think about the following. I'll end with this, then we'll do Purim and Yanim. But the Rush and the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam both argue on Rashi. This Tosas is on Rashi's side. Except Tosas shows you there's a distinction between Ishaskis, which is weaker when you're Mafkia Kocho, and Ishaskis is stronger. If it's a weaker Ishaskis, then Rashi's correct. That's what Rashi talked about. Yimafkia kochot b'alchov, so then he could say, sorry, l'shetachzir. You're not mafkia koch of the Isha, she just wanted better than her koach, and you're reducing her back to her koach, then you can't say l'shetachzir. So the Gemara's kasha, ihachi, is only on who? On the Nizik, not on both. The Rush disagrees. And why does the Rush disagree? Very interesting lamdas. The Rush holds that the Gemara's Kasha, the Rush you saw? Who saw the Rush? How many? Okay. Okay, so you have to see the Rush. The Rush says, okay, it's okay. The Rush says that the Gemara's Kasha is from Bochov too. Rush does not know about Likashet Tachzir. The Rush holds that there are no two levels, in other words. The Rush in Vamis and Subas explains what Tosis is saying, but Lamaisa, the Rush himself, doesn't agree with it. In Achinami, the Gemara's Kasha is on both. And why? We just do it outside now, because you have to see it inside yourself. Why is that? Because the Rush has an incredible Lashon. He says that the Yesod of Ishaski is that anything that a person could do, we imagine as if it's done already. Not pshat, if I could do it, so your Tana gets neutralized. It's different. If I could do it, then we're already holding as if you did it already. What the Rush is here for saying is, so you can't have a response to that when you do it. It's done already. When can you say, if the leverage is, if I could remove your Taina, then your Taina falls away. So I could say to you, possibly, when you do it, you haven't done anything yet, so my Taina is still here. So till that point, my Taina stands. So now we have to figure out, when can you say my Taina still stands, and when can you say your Taina falls away? The Rush says, you can never say when you do it. Your Taina fall away already, because since I could do it, it's done already. Why do I have to go through the motions? That's the Rush, and you'll see a Rush in Talmud HaRabbi Tam, the same thing. Why do I have to go? I have to actually give the Zeburis back. If I could bring the Zeburis back, it's as if I did it already. Why go through the motions? So it's done already. There's no Kishatavs there. It's done. Feder Kaplay, the fact that there isn't Ishaskis, it's as good as done. So for the Rush, there is no basis for a response of Kishatavs there. So now it's very interesting. So we have a major machlokes. Clearly, Rashi, Tosis, and Rush, they see this as a fiction, as just a stam, a threat, or as a real device in Choshen Mishpat. Apparently, it's a real Indian. Toin v'nitan. When can I say it? When can I not say it? What are the kolim? A higher level Ishaskis, a low level Ishaskis. When can you say it? Can you? Can you not? The Ramban took it a whole different way. It doesn't mean anything. It's just a way of negotiating. But the Adin is what it is. The Rif didn't have to quote it. The Rishonim are saying, no, there's a real halacha here that comes out of the Gemara. And now we have to know, what are the parameters of this idea? So that we have to see the Rush. We have to see clearly the Tosis in both in Yevamis and in Ksuvis and Tosa Rush in both places. And the Gemara there. And then try to figure out there may be other ways to understand the two levels of Ishaskis. We have to know, we have to explain it in some way, what it means. But at least the outline we're getting here, right? To see why this is a very important inyan in the Sugya. What exactly is this idea of Ishaskis? When can it be responded with in Ukeshehedar? And what are the two levels? There are two levels. Yeah, and then the application of all this to the situation of the Derech that you have in the sugyas over there. Okay.